it's done. Feeling like I'm about to throw in the towel. Face the fight or turn away and run. Then I remembered that you are always for me. If you've said it once, I've heard it twice.
Hello, hello, hello. My goodness. Isn't God good, you guys? Isn't God good? Because the last time we recorded, not even the last time we recorded, the last time we had posted an episode, we were in the year 2022. So again, my question is, isn't God good? Because you're here on the other side in 2023. Healthy and alive and blessed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, honestly, you guys, for this episode, right, I kind of just wanted to pop in, say hi, you know, and kind of drop something like, you know, a little food for thought right now. Well, it's not really a thought. It's something I had been thinking about. And, you know, Valentine's Day just passed. Thank God. Like, not like, thank God, like it's done with and over, but like, you know, thank God. Like, you know, it was good type stuff. And now, I guess the statement we're looking at is how, you know, love doesn't hurt you, people do. And if we're gonna get biblical in this, we're gonna talk about, like, you know, God is love, therefore God doesn't hurt you, and we as people make the decisions to hurt other people. And honestly, when that came into my head, I was thinking, all right, cool, so love doesn't hurt us, people do. And I decided to, like, I had to go into the word and find out what God had to say about it. And before we go ahead and expound on that, let's go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, God Almighty, for this beautiful, beautiful opportunity. We thank you, Lord, especially for carrying us into 2023 healthy and blessed and, you know, under your protection and your favor and your love. We thank you, God, because honestly, without you, there is no way we would even be wherever we are listening in from. And there is no way I'd be sitting here doing whatever it is I'm doing and, you know, doing the things that you will have me doing, the things that you decide that you want me to do. And I just want to thank you for the fact that you've been stripping us of our own desires and filling us with your desires, which are our desires from you and not of this world. And I want to thank you for, like, setting us in line with you and in line with your love. And I want to thank you for making everything possible through your son, Jesus Christ, because your word says, how can two walk together lest they agree? And it's so funny that your word also says that where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. And I just find it so beautiful that you are already in agreement with us, and we're just supposed to fall into agreement with you because you're already with us and for us. And if there's anybody that's ever against us, it would be the devil and ourselves in times where, you know, we decide to do what we want to do because of free will. So thank you, God, and we love your holy name and we bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen. So you guys, In this episode that we're going to be talking about, we're not going to make this into a series. This is just a straight up episode to talk about love real, real quick. It's not ever quick when God's in it. You feel me? Because all God things are good things, even if not all good things are God things. I feel like y'all caught that, so we just gonna press on. So you guys, now the verse that we're going to go into for this is Job chapter 5 verse 18, which says, "For he bruises, but he binds up. He wounds, but his hands make whole." And let's go to the verse above and the verse below really quick. Job 5 verse 17 says, "Behold, happy is the man whom God corrects. Therefore, do not despise the chastening of the Almighty. For he bruises, but he binds up. He wounds, but his hands make whole. He shall deliver you in 6 troubles, yes, in 7. No evil shall touch you." In Jesus' name, amen. Because glory be to God. Like, the Lord is already blessing us. He has already blessed us, and he will steady continue to bless us because he is God, and God is good, and he is kind, and he is loving, and he is the provider. He's the protector. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. In him, there is no end, and in him, all things start. So, real quick, when I had seen somebody say that, you know, love doesn't hurt you, people do. And for a second, I thought about it and I was like, oh, yeah, like, you know, because God is love and God doesn't hurt us either. That's not the third. Until, you know, I went to the Bible. And it's not to confirm the fact that God will hurt us. It's more so to, like, press on us as individuals, creatures with free will. Because God wouldn't ever, like it literally says, "Behold, happy is the man whom God corrects. Therefore, do not despise the chastening of the Almighty." Now, a lot of people, if not everybody, has some type of, like, distaste towards being wrong. Now, thankfully, I'm not the type of person that has an issue with admitting when I'm wrong or, you know, just like wanting to be right all the time. I'm more so for the learning experience. So I don't care to be right or wrong. I care to learn. And with that, it's like this, right? A lot of time you also hear that the truth hurts, and the truth only hurts when it's something you don't want to hear, or like it's something you don't like. You feel me? Like, if you were to tell me, okay, I don't like the way you tie the bows on my shoe or whatever, you know, I'm gonna be like, okay, cool. Now you can show me a way to tie that you like it, or I just keep doing what I do, and like, or instead of just leaving you to tie the bows on your shoe. And with that, you know, you're just like, this is something you brought to my attention. If I cared, then, you know, I'd have tried something else, or like, you know, if I just cared and you feel hurt about that, because now you're feeling like you stated something you don't like. And if you feel like I don't care, because A, I either stopped doing it, or B, I just kept on tying your shoes the way I do it. And with that, it's like, okay, I may not have liked the fact that you told me you don't like the way that I tie your shoes, which is probably why I stopped. And obviously, I love tying the bows on your shoes, which is why I probably do it anyways. And you telling me that may have caused me to stop, because now I'm just like, oh, okay. This is not in any way like a personal scenario, because there's no way. Like, you're not going to tell me that you don't like something and I'm just going to. it's not gonna happen. It's really not. So basically, what my point is that everybody likes to be right a lot of the times, and there are people, like, there are people that don't have a problem with being wrong. There are people that do have a problem with being wrong and always want to be right. And there are people that just enjoy the learning experience. And then we have people that simply don't even care about the fact that, like, there's a right and a wrong. And a lot of times, like, when we're being corrected, right, it's easy to, I feel like it's easy for us, or to, like, take offense to being corrected, because it's just like, okay, we get slightly defensive, right? And with that, when it comes to, like, God and how, you know, it says he bruises but he binds up, I just look at that not in a literal sense that, like, you know, he'll hurt you to take care of you. No, like, the things that we do get hurt by, the things that God allows that do hurt us, I feel as though it's because we have been resistant, or just, you know, kind of like pushing back. And so with that, there comes the emotional, like, part of it. Because, yes, God is close to the brokenhearted and the contrite in heart or spirit. And it's because when we're hurting, when we're broken, you know, we go about dealing with it with different ways. And for God, it's just more so, I feel like for God, it's more so like a, hey, like, I'm here for you, let me in, let me help you out type thing, instead of going about it the way that you're going about it, which wouldn't be his way. His way, I feel like, is more so kind of like, yo, let me in, let me take care of you. I'm the healer, I'm the protector, you know, like, yes, I'll bind up your wounds. You feel me? Like, I got you. All you need to do is just rest, right? And when I say that, I want us to refer to the verse that talks about the weary, right? Where he says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, in Matthew 11:28, which is in the New Testament. And with that, it's more so just letting him be our strength. Now, when it comes to living in the world, it's different. Like, I feel like the world's perception and definition of love is all, like, warped up in different ways, shapes, and forms. Because from a human perspective, it feels and seems very conditional, right? And we serve a God that is unconditional, hence why Jesus died for us. Like, he's a very unconditionally loving God. And it's also part of the reason why, you know, he talks about us forgiving 70 times 7. I don't know about you, but, like, 70 times 7 is literally 490. That's like, I don't even think I've met 490 people in my lifetime. Maybe 300. And out of that, not everybody, I don't think everybody is capable of offending us. And I don't think, you know, if it says forgive one person 490 times, no one person is capable of offending us that much, unless, like, you're really dealing with an offensive spirit to the point that you just get offended by anything and everything. And I rebuke that for you in Jesus' name, because there is no way it should really be happening, especially when you're walking with God and, like, you have your relationship with Christ, especially because in a relationship with Christ, I kid you not, like, he is never wrong. He doesn't miss. Please believe me when I tell you, literally, Jesus does, he does not ever miss. That man does not miss. Ever. So if anybody's ever wrong, Brody, it's me. You feel me? When it's me and him, if anybody's ever wrong about anything or feeling some type of way, it's me. I'm the problem. You feel me? When it's you and him, that's you. You're the problem. That's why I think it's so very important for us to be able to be accountable within ourselves with God. You feel me? Because at the end of the day, when you're honest, and I mean, the Bible encourages being honest with, one another, like your brothers and your sisters, because that way we can pray for one another, help each other out, and be delivered by the grace of God through the blood of Jesus. From whatever it is that is, having us in whatever state that we're in. And like y'all, I'm so serious when I tell you that it is literally one of the best things ever. Because it's like, it's basically like this. All right, let's say I'm struggling. Let's assume, God forbid, please help me. Let's assume that I've been, well, actually, it's not even an assumption. Let's take this part of my life for an example. My struggle with marijuana, right? Let's assume that it's not really an assumption, honestly. I'm gonna just be real with you guys. I've been off track for a little bit. And honestly, I feel as though it's because of my lifestyle. Like, I've basically been inserting myself in places that I don't necessarily need to be in or have to be in just because of my relationships or like my perceived connection with people, with certain people in my life and with me. And also, like, certain situations just make me feel as though this is what I should be doing anyways, or like whatever the case may be. So my point is, I haven't been on track like that. I haven't been on my A game for real, for real. And no, it's not part of why I haven't been recording. I'm pretty sure I might have played a little bit, but the fact of the matter is, I've really been feeling overwhelmed and really like compressed with school and work and like, feeling like I have to figure out my financial stability, my emotional well-being, my mental health, like just my life in general. I don't feel like I'm where I need to be and where I want to be. At the end of the day, though, what I do realize is that wherever I'm at is where God needs me. I feel a way about it because sometimes I feel like I'm procrastinating, but then I do hear a lot that everything, we do is accounted for. And for me personally, like, I was blessed with the personal revelation that everything that happens, God allows. So even in as much as I think that I'm supposed to be doing something or that I'm doing something right now, I'm literally doing what it is that, I'm willing to do that God is setting me up for. You feel me? And even all our like setbacks are setups for God's glory to be revealed and shown. So with that, basically back to my thing. It's like assuming, I keep saying assuming when we're not really in an assumption state, but let's just assume that I've really been like in my mind, you feel me, just doing all the things that I feel like I should be doing and feeling like, it's not working out or it's not moving. I'm not doing what I need to be doing for real, or where I'm supposed to be at for real. And I go ahead, not in comparison to anybody per se. It's more so just in comparison to like the things that I've done before and the and where I've been in life before that I keep comparing myself to. I keep comparing myself to the other versions of me that I've been, when the truth of the matter is, I'm really looking to be the best version of myself that I could possibly be. And that's only happening when I'm letting go. And just letting God, which I kind of struggle with a lot. Now, in my time with him, I've been like, hey, I realize I'm not really supposed to be doing this, and this is where I've been at. This is the snare that I've fallen into. This is the trap that, I've been caught by. And, a part of it feels like I'm the person that decided that this is where I wanted to go. This is what I wanted to do. And another part of me feels like, it's the devil's plan for me to just not be able to keep pressing forward, which I fell into. And at the end of the day, it just comes to the part of like, okay, cool. I told him that this is where we're at, this is where I'm at, and he's all understanding, he's with it, He's been telling me, like, literally, let's say I were to go ahead and, burn today, then, early hours in the morning, I'm hearing like we can't have that right now. We can't have that today. And a lot of times I feel like I'm still the person pushing myself into making a decision and faltering. And I personally don't like failing within my own self. Not so much feeling like I failed another person, but feeling like I failed myself and like I failed God. That's where my two biggest like crashes are, because one, I don't want to ever be in a space where it's just like I'm beating down on myself for not doing the best that I can, and assuming that, the best that I can is like this over the top like version of myself that I've been before, when honestly there's probably a lot more factors playing into what I'm seeing than what I'm really like, feeling and seeing and like dealing through. And so with that, he's like, all right, now you told me this, now you need support. I mean, obviously we don't ever need more than just God, but God uses people. He puts people in our lives to support us. So therefore it's like, all right, well, who am I going to tell this to that I can trust for a fact that, they're not going to judge me. They're not looking to persecute me. And it's more so like, okay, like, how can I support you through this? Or what can I do to help you feel, less inclined to go that route? And more so, basically, can I pray for you? Or let me pray with you? That type of stuff. And my biggest part with that is like feeling as though I can't really trust anybody per se, or like feeling like anybody that I do tell, if I ever do tell somebody, is like I'm going to be judged for it or looked at sideways because of it. And obviously it's not a fair thing, and realizing that that's just a tactic from the enemy to keep your mind wrapped up. It's basically like condemnation. Keep your mind wrapped up in what you're doing, trying to hide it, so that way you don't ever have to deal with accountability. But I feel like there is no lack of accountability when you can own up to it with yourself and, hold yourself up to a better standard for yourself and continuing on that path. You feel me? Because again, the Bible does say a righteous man may fall seven times and rise still. You feel me? God is good. So now, I personally, in a matter of being chastised, right, I personally wouldn't, or I personally didn't enjoy the fact that, I was hearing him say, we can't have this repeat itself or whatever. And it's like, dang, but God, like, I feel like I'm doing this because I need to. And it's just, his thing is, I understand you don't necessarily want to hear that, I'm all. Like, there's nothing wrong with being told or like hearing that he's all I need for real. It's just more so I don't necessarily enjoy the fact that I'm being told that this isn't where I should be, this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing, and this isn't what I should be on, who I should be with, where I should be at. You feel me? And feeling like, okay, I can't even decide that for myself. Like, I don't like. I guess I didn't like hearing that I wasn't able to trust myself to be able to, be disciplined enough and be like stable enough to carry through with, laying down like setting down the boundaries or enforcing the boundaries that I need to enforce in order for the lifestyle that I've been working through, like to keep that guarded. Not guarded in such a sense that, like, I'm walled in and everybody else is walled out, but guarded in the sense that, it's like, okay, this is as far as you're gonna go before I actually get hurt, if I ever let you get that close. Which also plays into how we were saying, like, people hurt us, love doesn't. Because at the end of the day, and by people, that includes us hurting ourselves. Because at the end of the day, I could be like, oh yeah, I love me, I love me, I love me. Yet at the end of the day, though, here I am, like falling victim to my own. Well, the devil is a liar. There is me falling victim to traps that I've had a hand, like, yes, I had a hand in digging this ditch. Nonetheless, though, it's like it wasn't all me, right? Because I'm a firm believer that things do happen in the spiritual realm first before they take place in the physical. And like a lot of the times, I had been so confused as to why I had had dreams of me like smoking and like what it is since I've been back. And none of it ever really made sense until like I started doing it, until everything that I had learned the year before in the situations and the skills, the tools, everything. It wasn't until I got here and everything started happening for real, that I started seeing where, when, and how I needed to implement these things, right? Because my environment before this was so completely different. Like I had been protected in such a way, safeguarded in such a way that there were literally like no ways for me to ever be in the state that I'm in right now. And like, granted, we can say that everything has been external, causing an internal like response or whatever that isn't much more so aligned. Nonetheless, though, I feel like it's all a learning process, right? And when we don't like what it is that we're being told, and or we don't like what it is that we're being shown, it's a matter of, especially when it's God like trying to teach us and show us and like speak with us, it's better much more so to switch perspective and think more so like, okay, right, if God has said it, glory be to God. If God already said it, then honestly, there is no need for another. Not even my personal opinion matters. Because at this point in time, at this day and age, he has literally said, lean not on your own understanding. Why am I out here thinking that, what I'm about to do is the best thing for me, knowing that the one who knows what's best for me is literally is just like, dude, like, why are you like, what are you doing? Not, what are you doing? Since, what are you doing? But, like, I know what's best for you. I'm the one that created you. Like, I should be telling you. And God wouldn't ever lead us to doing anything that would be harmful to us in the spirit and mind and heart and body. So, like, honestly, I guess what I would say with that is more so about like doubting your doubts before doubting God. Because, oh, mercy, that's perfect. We're going to title this episode Doubt Your Doubts. Because if you're feeling like, I doubt that I shouldn't be with this person right now, I think you should doubt that doubt. The fact that you're doubting, like, the fact that you shouldn't be with this person means that the fact that you're doubting that you should not be with this person probably means like you shouldn't. Like, if I'm doubting the fact that I shouldn't, why am I doubting it? Like, what's wrong with the fact that I shouldn't be with this person? I don't know. Maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. This is where we go to God and like he'll align us and everything and let us know. So yeah, basically doubt your doubts before you doubt God. Like if the thing you're doubting is God's word, doubt what you're doubting about that. If it makes any sense. Like okay, if his word says, no, not even if, because his word literally says, by his stripes we are healed, right? Meaning that all our sicknesses, ailments, both seen and unseen, physical and, you know, internal, whatever the case may be, like, we're healed of it. You feel me? It's non-existent. When God's in it, like, we're done. It don't exist. I'm not sick. You're not sick. Like, we're healthy. Point blank, period, right? And then all of a sudden, you catch yourself sniffling. You like, I mean, but like, didn't God say that I'm healed by his stripes? Right? Now, because you caught yourself sniffling, you thinking, you like, hold up. Am I or am I not? And I feel like the point of doubting your doubts is to go, instead of thinking, am I or am I not? You should be like, I know this sniffle isn't really for real because of what he says. You feel me? Because at the end of the day, the only thing I can, for me personally, the only thing I can ever really truly trust is the heart of God. The heart, the mind, the spirit of God, and Jesus Christ, like coming in the flesh. Like that's all I can trust for real, that he is here even when I don't feel it, even when I don't think it, even when I'm not thinking for real. And like, instead of condemning myself for really trying to just get through life, it's better for me to just get through life by going to him, right? I feel like I definitely stopped a few things that I felt were key to my, you know, stable routine. And there were some changes that happened for me fairly quickly that had me feeling like, all right, I'm not good right now. And instead of, I literally would have moments in time where I'm sitting by myself and I'm just like, God, I'm really not trying to talk about it right now. Like, I feel like I don't want to talk about it. And he's just like, all right, well, I get you and I'm here. And instead of me just ever feeling so like, okay, I probably should, I might want to, I need to, I would just really go ahead and dabble in something else because I don't want to think about it. I don't want to feel it. I'm running from my emotions. I'm running from my thoughts. And it's like, why? And the only reason I ever do that is because I feel like I can't handle it. Not because I feel like God can't handle it. I know he can and he will and he does handle all the emotions that I bring to him, throw at him, like, especially in my shutdown states and whatever. It's more so me feeling like I can't handle him because I know that I don't want to and I feel like it's too heavy for me to. I just decide that I would rather suppress it instead of letting it up and letting it out and letting it be in the hands of God. The one person that is literally the most and literally the only person capable of ever handling like the magnitude of what I'm feeling, thinking, and how I'm being. So yeah, I really just hope that this helps somebody else out here. Like the hurt that we ever go through is honestly, there is a lesson, right? And a lot of the times we learn the lesson before, well, literally, I feel like all the time we learn the lesson before taking the test. And after we learn the lesson, you know, the test is where you imply the knowledge that you've collected. And we get hurt when we're, you know, unaware. And that's why the Bible literally tells us to pray and watch. Not just pray, but pray and watch. Be aware, be observant, you know, be cognizant at all times, in the spirit and in the flesh, because a lot of the times when we don't apply the lesson learned during the test, we get hurt. We find out that we've been hurt in some type of way, shape, and form, emotionally, physically, psychologically, like either way that we deal with some type of hurt. And it was like, granted, you live and you learn. And You know, my therapist had told me that sometimes experience is the best teacher. After I expressed that, you know, I sometimes had gotten tired of learning from my own mistakes. And, you know, it's like you literally live and you learn. You live and you learn. You make mistakes. That's some, not everybody learns from their own mistakes. Some people learn better from other people's mistakes, so that way they don't make the same mistakes or fall into that type of thing. Nonetheless, though, for some of us, we're a little different. You feel me? We're a little too different for that. And so, by the grace of God, the key right now would be more so just actively and, you know, consciously like applying the knowledge and like applying the lessons we've learned to the test. And more so key is being aware during the test. My God, it is so key to be aware. It is so key. And it is such like a God thing. And with that, I'm just going to end this here and I'm going to close this out with prayer. And honestly, my brothers and sisters, I just pray that we continue to move in unity in Christ as the body of Christ. And I just pray that we continue to be open, not just with God and ourselves, but with one another. And I just pray that we allow the Lord to lead us and guide us and surround us, not just with this hedge of protection, but with the people that will bring out, that will enhance, that will like that literally will bring up to the surface the best in us, the best of God in us, through us, and cause us to put out the best of God in us from us. You feel me? Because at the end of the day, like, sometimes we are literally the only Bible that people will ever read. And with that, I just pray that God continues to keep us, so very close, to keep us so very close that even, especially when we feel like we're wandering, that we know, we just have the sense of like in depth, like ingrained understanding that we are still with him and he is still with us and for us wherever we go, wherever we are. And I just pray that we don't ever get burnt out when it's about Jesus. I just pray that we forever and forever seems so like, you know, surreal, but I genuinely believe that God is able and he will like keep us on fire for him. And we just have to do our part and resist temptation and do our part and flee from sin. Do our part and, you know, because we do have a part to play in all this. God is not a controller. He's not, he doesn't have some type of, you know, game control in front of him and controlling you like you're some type of Sims or something. Like, no, we literally have a part to play. It's a partnership. It's a relationship. You feel me? Like, God is forever solid, and we're the only ones that are ever on the fence. And literally, they say that being on the fence is still making a decision, because if you're not all the way on one side, then you're already on the other side without even having to stand in the middle, babes. Like, you feel me? So, yes. Dear Heavenly Father, I just pray that this episode helped somebody out there as it has helped me. And I just thank you for the clarity that you give and the love that you give and the guidance and the chastening, Lord. Help us to be more so receptive than resistant of your chastening, and help us to form more in love with you even while we're being chastened, Lord, and keep us from resentment and from backsliding in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I cover every person under the sound of my voice with the blood of Jesus, and I rebuke every attack from the enemy, and I declare victory over every battle in your life brought onto you by the enemy. I declare your victory. I declare the victory of the Lord over your life, in your life, and over every battle in your life that you will face, that you have faced, and that you are facing. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Thank you, Lord, and we love you. So with that, y'all, I want you to enjoy and have a very, very blessed weekend coming up. Bye.
You said it once, and I've heard it twice. I can always trust you with my life. With eyes of faith, I still believe. Oh, that is not over till you say so. Say so. Till you say so. It's not finished till you say so.